Father God, we bless your name and we thank you, thank you, thank you, Father, for this time to come together. And these are our declarations. We decree and declare, this is the day the Lord has made. We decree and declare, we are the head, the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord. We decree and declare clarity over our lives. We decree and declare angelic visitation take place on this day. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people and their families. We decree and declare abundance this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surround and encompass us. We decree and declare divine connection. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding. Take us over right now, O Lord. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and our families' lives. We decree and declare fruit-bearing good works this day. We decree and declare, in you we move, live, and have our being. We decree and declare right relationship, right relation. Now, Prophetess Darlene, let's open up the line and let's speak in our heavenly language.
Amen.
Haka hiti ato boko satani andro osha nariyalo boko sande. O sandro osha mariyalo boko sekariyalo boko sande. O hihi sanariyata haya namama haya namo hosho hiyata. Eka satani loboko sakariyalo boko sande. O haya namama haya taba.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Romans 8. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his only Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for your word. Your word is true. Your word is right. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I thank you, God, for your covering, your protection, your mercy and your grace, your love and your loving kindness, God, your patience with me, your patience with us, God. Thank you for the freedom to pray. God, thank you for bringing us together on this line this morning, God, this new day that you have made for us. Thank you for bringing us on one accord, lifting up our voices to you. We thank you for hearing our prayer, God, and for answering our prayer, God. And thank you for your Holy Spirit, which intercedes for us when we don't know what to pray, oh God. Oh God, thank you for your covering. Thank you for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah and for their vision in allowing us to have a platform in which to pray on, God. And thank you for all of those who are on the line listening in, God. I ask you to bless them in a mighty way. Bless them with your saving hand, your hand of healing, your hand of protection. Thank you for your angels, which cover all of us, God. Thank you for the guardian angels that you've given us. God, I ask you to bless the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah. Bless their vision. Bless their bodies. Bless their health. God, bless their finances. Bless them. And thank you, God, for the upcoming conference on this week. I pray for the traveling mercies for each and every person attending this prophecology, God, going and coming. I pray for their finances, God. I pray for their covering, God. Just bless them, God. Strengthen them. And thank you for each and every prophet on the line tonight, God, or this morning, rather. Bless them in a mighty way. Thank you for their diligence, God. Protect them. Keep them safe from hurt, harm, and danger, God. Provide for them on continually, God. Strengthen them, God, in their bodies and their minds. Bless their families, Lord. And I ask you, Father God, to remember each and every person whose name is on the prayer list, God, those who need healing, comfort, divine favor, God, protection, whatever it is that their names are on the prayer line for, God, asking you to grant them the desires of their heart, grant their bodies healing, God. And God, I ask you to look upon our nation and what's going on in our nation, God. I ask you to destroy the wickedness of mental illness that is plaguing many people in our nation, oh God. And I ask you to look upon our government, God, help them to make the right decisions. And even our president, God, strengthen him, help him, give him a right mind to serve you, Lord, and to make the right decisions, O God. Look upon the poor, O Father God. There are many among us, God. Strengthen them, protect them, bless them. Give them food to eat and shelter, O God. You said the poor we'd have with us always. But you've come to give us life and that more abundantly, all of us, God, as we turn our focus to you, as we ask you to save us, God, help us, free us. Thank you, Father God, for your mercy, for your love and your grace. Thank you for Poem, the company of prophets, the school of the prophets. Thank you for all your ministers, God, as they prepare for their Sunday services, O Lord, your evangelists, your prophets, your teachers, your preachers, your apostles, your pastors, God, bless them, strengthen them. You say, beautiful are the feet of those who spread the gospel of peace. Thank you, God, for giving them a mind to serve you. I give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation. His righteousness he has revealed in the sight of the nations. He has remembered mercy, his mercy and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth in song, rejoice and sing praises. Sing to the Lord with the harp and the sound of psalms, with the trumpets and the sound of a horn. Shout joyfully before the King, before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar in all its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he is coming to judge the earth with righteousness. He shall judge the world and the people equity. Psalms 98. Father God, just thank you for another opportunity to come together in your presence with the prophets to pray for your people worldwide. I thank you, Father God, for Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for their faithfulness and being a yes, excuse me, to ministry. I thank you, Lord, for the prophets that's on the line. May you bless each family that's represented it. I thank you for lifting up the first family, which is the Jordan family, strengthen them, strengthen the legacies, and strengthen all of our legacies, Lord. I thank you for who you are, and I thank you for creating me, Lord. And I thank you for the globalization of the prophetic, and I thank you for poem that's coming this week, and I thank you for all the prophets that's going to be coming in worldwide. Protect them, Lord. Give them favor in everything, Lord. I thank you for the miracles that you perform in our lives every day. I thank you for the open doors that no man can shut. I thank you for new and right connections in businesses and relationships. I thank you, Lord, for you being Jehovah Rapha and healing all that's on the prayer list and those that's not mentioned as well, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the conversations of peace worldwide, and I thank you for your blood covering each and every one, Lord, worldwide. I thank you, Father God, because you do deserve all the glory, honor, and praise, Father, and I love you. I thank you for the fivefold ministries, Father. May they continue to teach your people the truth of who you are in your word, the Bible, which is our foundation. And I thank you for all the people who seek it and find in you, Lord. May they have peace that surpasses all understanding. And I thank you, Lord, for the marriages and the families which you are the originator of, Father. Bless each one, excuse me, to remain faithful as they serve you together. And I thank you for all the mothers, Mother Jordan and Mother Darian and Mother Gladys and, you know, all the mothers worldwide, Lord. May you continue to keep them, Lord. And I thank you for the hedge of protection for all your children worldwide as they travel to and from. Protect them, Lord, of predators, et cetera, et cetera. I thank you, Lord, for protecting my son Paul Nesbitt and Meek Mills and all the men in prison worldwide. And I thank you for their early release. I thank you, Lord, for covering the school system. And I thank you, Father, for new ideas and restoration and debt cancellation and a fresh wind of peace and love in all households worldwide and represented on this call. I thank you, Lord, for new opportunities and new wealth, Father. And I thank you, Lord, for your angels that's covering all the devastated cities and countries. Let their supply be bountiful, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for the training that Master Prophet continually give us. And I thank you, Lord, for Pastor Deborah for creating a space that we can all come on one accord to pray to you, Father. And I thank you, Lord, for new beginnings, Lord. And I thank you for bringing us from glory to glory. And I thank you for your son being a yes to save us all. And I thank you for new promotions, Lord, and entrepreneurs that's arising in this season. I thank you for housing favor for all. And I thank you for you just being present with us daily. And I thank you for your anointing and your Holy Spirit as a gift that you give to us. And I thank you, Lord, for your fire that comes down to break every curse, every addiction, everything, Father, that's not of you. And I love you, praise you, honor you, and give you thank you. Amen.
Amen. And Psalms 28, verse 6 through 9. And Father, praise be the Lord, for he has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song I praise him. The Lord is the strength of his people, a fortress of salvation for his anointed one. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Be their shepherd and carry them forever. Father, we want to thank you for your covenant and for your promises, God, or so be it. And amen. We thank you, Father, that your word will never return unto you void, God. We thank you, God, that you are faithful and that you are love and that you are kindness, God. And Father, we thank you that our future is now and that our identity is hidden in Christ. We thank you, Father God, that our destiny is sealed. And Father God, by the blood of the Lamb, we are truly blessed, God. And we thank you, God, that the Lord will bless us, God, bless our bread and our water and take sickness away from our lives, God. We thank you, God, that you will bless our food and protect us from every evil, God, and every illness. By your stripes, we are already healed, God. We thank you, Father God, because you bless our eyes to see and you bless our ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, God. We thank you, Father God, that our bodies are wonderfully and creatively made, God. We are blessed and we are fearfully made, God. And we thank you, Father God, that we are filled with your glory and your presence, God. And Father, we thank you that we are predestined by God to become the image of your Son. We thank you for the manifestation of your word, God, is in our lives and in our mouths, God. And we speak, Father God, to the wind. We speak to the four corners of the earth, God. We speak a word in due season, God, with power and authority, God. We thank you, Father God, that we are financially set because we are the lenders and not the borrowers. We are the head and not the tail, God. We are above and not beneath, God. We thank you that you establish us, God. We thank you, Father God, that we are set free, washed, and purified by the blood, God. And Father God, we thank you, God, that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, God. We pray for our local government, Father God. We pray for the White House. We pray for those that are in delegated authority, God. We pray that they will be led by the Spirit of God. We thank you that your word says that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord, God. We thank you, Father God, for the evangelical, Father God, word and, Father God, your presence. We thank you for the evangelists in the marketplace. We thank you that your word will be preached in the four corners of the earth, and every person will have an opportunity to be saved, God. We call on the name of the Lord this evening, God, and we pray, Father God, for every listener on the call, everyone, God, that is seeking you. Father, you know every need. You know every, Father God, concern. You said you would make the crooked places straight, God, and we pray, Father God, that you will do such. And God, we thank you because we trust in you, God. We thank you, Father God, that every household will be blessed coming in, and every household, Father God, will be blessed going out, God. We ask, God, that you establish them, God. Reestablish the family, God. Put, Father God, the household back in place, Father God. Bring the fathers back into the household, Father God. And, Father God, teach the children to walk in obedience, Father. Bring comfort to the widow woman, God. Establish, Father God, the fatherless, God. We thank you, Father God, for you are fruitful, for they are fruitful. And we thank you, Father God, for the new beginnings, God. We thank you for the family, God. And we pray, Father God, for unity, God. You said, how can two walk together unless they agree? God, we thank you for the power of agreement this evening, God. We agree, God, that all is well. We agree, God, that everything that we spoke, everybody on the prayer list, Father God, is already healed. We agree that the work is already done, God. And by faith, Father God, we are gathered here in your name, God, believing, God, and coming into agreement, God, that it is done, God, and it is well, God. We thank you, Father God, for financial breakthrough. We thank you, Father God, for increase. We thank you, Father God, for new businesses. We thank you, Father God, for new infrastructure, new creativity, new ideas, God. We thank you for wealth, God, for the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous, God. We thank you for the harvest is ripe, God, and it is ready, God. We thank you, Father God, that the heavens are shifting us into a wealthy place, God. We thank you, Lord, that you're establishing us, God. And we thank you, Father God, that it is already preordained, Father God, and we are walking out our purpose and our destiny, Father. We thank you, Father God, that the kingdom of God suffered violence and the violent get violent and take it by force, God. We pray, God. We pray for strength. We pray for courage, God. We pray, Father God, for vision and insight, God. We pray, God, that the prophetic words, God, as we begin to speak the words, God, that the word will accomplish what it is sent to do. We thank you that we are the mind of God. We thank you, Father God, that the greater one lives in us, God. Let truth, Father God, remain in our inward parts, God. And we thank you, Father God, for Ephesians 6. We thank you that the word of God, we thank you that the sword of the Spirit, Father God, we take the sword of the Spirit. And Father God, we honor your word and we use your word as our defense, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that there's no weapon formed against us, and every tongue that rises against us, thou shalt condemn. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Father God, we bless your name and we thank you again for this time to worship you, to praise you, God, and to bring our petitions unto you through this midnight cry, Father God. Thank you for Pastor Jordan for sharing this with us, Father God, that we can all be one, Father God. You know every face, every name, every person sending up an utterance, Father God, a petition, a prayer, a cry, a plea, Father God. You know us all, Father God. And we thank you, God, for we believe that you are the answer. You are the one, God, who releases these blessings. We thank you for our miracles, our teachings, and our testimonies of each other, Father God. We believe that you've done miracles and that you will do more miracles, and we stand here, Father God. We thank you for mortgages being paid, jobs being filled, court cases being favorable for your people, Father God. New territory and new network, Father God. We pray that we are fit for our prophetic words, Father God, that we are honorable in your sight, Father God. We pray that our words and our meditation will not fall to the ground. We thank you for all those on the prayer list, Father God, like Marcus Fugate, Father God. We cancel out those addictive spirits, Father God, in Jesus' name. We cancel out oppression and depression, Father God. We touch and agree, Father God, for financial blessings and for those who even are mourning in this hour, Father God. For you said, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. And we thank you for allowing that to happen, God. We give your name always the honor, the glory, and the praise, Father God. Father God, thank you for the seeds that we can sow into a ministry that it can grow, that the man or the woman of God can do what they have to do concerning your people, God. Thank you, God, for salvation and healing and deliverance. We give your name the praise, God. Amen and amen.
We give you the glory, honor, and praise, Father God, for this is a day that you've made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them, nothing shall cause them to stumble. We walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor do we stand in the way of the sinner, nor do we sit in the seat of the scornful, but our delight is in your law, and in your law we meditate day and night. We're like trees planted by the rivers of water, and we bring forth our fruit now in this season. Also, our leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever we do shall prosper. We glorify you, God, that you have broken down all hedges and all strongholds have been brought to ruin. We thank you that we are your circumcision, and we worship you in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. We thank you, Lord God, that we press toward the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, that the oppression of the poor and the sighing of the needy has caused you to arise, and you will set the captive free from him that puffeth at him. You will set the captive free from those that oppress them. You will set the captive free from those who violate them and exploit them. We thank you, Lord God, for delivering our young people from traffickers, delivering our people, Lord God, from enslavement, delivering our people, Lord God, from unjust incarceration, delivering political prisoners, God, who stood for righteousness and stood for justice and have been incarcerated and ensnared by the unjust penal system. We thank you, God, for freedom and deliverance. We thank you for victory in the name of Jesus, and we bless our Archbishop and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan and our first family. We plead the blood of Jesus over them even now as you divinely protect and guide them in the name of Jesus. And we bless everyone on this call. Father God, we cover them in the mighty name of Jesus, and we thank you, Lord God, for victory and breakthrough. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Prophetess Olivia, the announcement.
Join Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan live from Monday through Saturday at 9 o'clock on the same number, which is 515-604-9266. Then you can join a Pop Life conference call at 12 noon where they'll be discussing prophecology that's coming up this week. And then you, at 8 p.m., you can join Prophet Joshua Jordan, Master Prophet's firstborn son, in a phenomenal teaching to teach the people. You can join us right back here at the Midnight Cry conference call with our leading lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan, and the company of prophets. And if you enjoy this call as much as I do, these prayer midnight cry calls, you can text to give at 646-762-0433. That's 646-762-0433. And text the word give, or you can name your seed. If you have any prayer requests, you can email Pastor Deborah Jordan at www.pastordeborahjordan.com. That's www.pastordeborahjordan.com. And the prophecology will be February 23rd to the 26th at the Crown Plaza in Times Square in New York. And the registration is closed, but you still can attend with a fee of $2,500 and have full access to the workshops and the presbytery rooms. You cover your hotel and your food. And we have the Book of the Month Club, number 4, that you can set up and start your pledge in that for the next prophecology that's coming up in July of 2018. Where Master Prophet will send you a book each month, and you don't want to miss that, because any of these books you cannot get in the bookstore. It won't be on Amazon.com, and it'll be so powerful because Archbishop Master Prophet has written over 3,000 books, and there's so much knowledge and so much information for you to learn. Amen. Prophetess Darlene Gray.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Prophetess Olivia. Amen. And is it possible that what you seek is seeking you? If you have a prophetic calling upon your life and you want to delve into investigating what God is saying in this season concerning your prophetic journey, join the Poem Seekers call on Tuesday and Friday nights at 9 p.m. and Sunday, 2 p.m. at 641-715-3631. Begin your prophetic journey. Amen. And prepare to become an understudy with those who are seeking to be inducted into the prophetic order of Mar Elijah. Amen. You can join the call. The passcode is 533-404 and the pound sign, again, 641-715-3631. The passcode is 533-404 and the pound sign, Tuesday, Friday, 9 p.m., Saturday, Sunday, excuse me, 2 p.m., and all information will be provided you there. Book of the Month floor 4 is on the way. Set up your Book of the Month pledge and prepare for the Prophecology in July and your accommodations for your room accommodations and your food will be covered through your Book of the Month assessment, as well as receive a publication written by our very own Archbishop, Master Prophet Ebenar Jordan, the most trusted name in the prophetic. Amen. And these books are one of a kind, not to be sold outside of the Book of the Month Club. So join by dialing 888-831-0434 and tell the moderator, I want to join the Book of the Month Club. Amen and amen. Once again, join Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan for Midnight Cry Call every night, 7 days a week, rain, sleet, or snow. The prayer call is going on. The prophets are praying and standing with our leading lady, the wife of our very own Archbishop. Amen. Join us again for another Midnight Cry at 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you, and Company of Prophets, once again, I appreciate your faithfulness. Amen. And Pastor and Archbishop, thanks you. And we want to celebrate your faithfulness. And God bless you is our prayer.